Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
I need you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I need you, Jesus.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Hey!
amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just how you came to love me so. You look beyond my faults and saw all my need. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not just how we came to love me so. He looked beyond my fall and saw, my need. He looked beyond.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He looked beyond my fault and saw my needs. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Graboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every day is a day to praise you, to thank you. It's an opportunity to wake up in the morning. It's an opportunity to wake up with a voice to praise you. And so we don't take these things for granted, Lord. We have entered into your presence with thanksgiving. Enter into your courts with praises. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the lily of the valley. And so, Lord, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We exalt your name, your name that is above every name. Praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you for our families. Thank you for provision, for providing for us. Thank you, Father God, that we are not out in the cold, that we have shelter. Thank you, Lord, that the banner over us is your love. Thank you for the battles we know of and the ones that we do not know of. We thank you for the battles that you fought. We thank you for the victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard. It is not because of what we did. It is because of you, O God. We could have been dead, but because of your grace, that's why we are alive. And so, Lord, we do not take your grace for granted. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And your mercy has brought us through. And so, Lord, we adore you. We bless your name. Thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for our children. Thank you, Lord, for grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for siblings. Thank you for nieces and nephews. Thank you for spouses, husbands, and wives. Thank you for those that have their parents that are still with them. We pray that you do not take that for granted if you still have your parents alive. That you begin to bless God and appreciate God that you still have your parents with you or alive. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God for your parents in the name of Jesus. It's something when your parents is not around to talk to give you advices. There's a void, and you never know it until you experience it. So while you have your parents, begin to appreciate God for your parents. Appreciate God. Do not take anything for granted. Appreciate God. Hallelujah for your job. That you can go to work. You can provide for your family. Do not take it for granted. Appreciate God. Oh, everybody do. No. That's what praise him. Some people want to, but they cannot. Their bodies are not in the right shape. It's sick. And they cannot. Thank God that we can speak. We can talk. You can hear my voice. Because some people, they cannot speak. So we have to be grateful. Thank God that you can walk. Some people are in a wheelchair. Some people cannot walk. Thank God that you can do things. It's not because you are better than those people. It's because of God's grace. Thank God. If you have children, thank God, because some people do not have. We begin to bless God. So praise God in everything. Give thanks. But it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, concerning me, concerning you. Thinking like, thank God that you can go to the bathroom, that you can void. There's some people cannot go to the bathroom. Some people have tubes all in them. Praise God. Just let us be grateful to God for the things that we've taken for granted. We need to ask God for mercy. Be grateful for what we have. And begin to thank him. And if you hear this morning, open your mouth wherever you are and just begin to bless God. You have food to eat. Bless God. The epidemic has been here 2 years. Bless God. I am alive. You are alive. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Let us begin always come with a grateful heart to Almighty God. Thank God that even your classmates from high school, from elementary school, some of them didn't even make it to high school, and you made it from high school to college to workforce, and some didn't make it, but what did you do? You said, Lord, I thank you, and I bless your name. Some mothers never got the chance to raise their children. Some mothers never got the chance to die in childbirth, or they died when their children were young. Begin to bless God for those things and tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank him for your children. Bless him for your children. Whatever way your children, just say, Lord, I thank you for the fruit of my womb. His name. To those that are in good marriages, tell him thank you for your marriage. Thank him for your husband. Begin to bless him. And praise his holy name. That you're not being abused and misused. Begin to say, Lord, I thank you. And pray for those who have been or are being abused and misused. Hours and hours, and let you know what. Say different things that you could say thank you for. Do not take these things for granted. We take it like every day. Thank God that you're not on a respirator. Thank God that you're breathing freely. Begin to say, thank you, Lord. I can breathe. Hallelujah. You thank God that maybe you might have pain in your legs or your arms, but you can walk. Hallelujah. That you can still do things with your hands. Hallelujah. Begin to bless his name and praise him. He is God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, this morning, we thank you for every single detail of our lives. We thank you for all that you've done for us and all that you are doing for us and all that you will do for us. We offer praises and thanksgiving to your name. Holy Spirit, we ask you to move in our midst. We acknowledge your presence with us, Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, touch us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, teach us. Holy Spirit, we are totally dependent on you. Cannot walk a kingdom walk without you. We need you, Holy Spirit, every second, every minute, every hour. We need you, Spirit of the living God. We need you, Holy Spirit. Everyone that is here this morning, Lord, Holy Spirit, right here this morning, Holy Spirit, hover over their lives, hover over their children, their spouses, their lives. Holy Spirit, hover and let your light shine in areas that are dark. Let your light shine, Holy Spirit. Let there be a transformation. Holy Spirit, move and touch our lives in a special way. The mind of Christ be in us. Holy Spirit, open our hearts and our minds to receive what you're speaking to us this day. Holy Spirit, we are dependent on you. We need you. And we thank you. And so, Father, we come to your throne of grace. And, Lord, this morning we ask for your mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us of all that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Father God, things that is not holy, not of you, any wicked way in us, Lord, we ask you to uproot everything that is not of you from in us. Uproot, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Give us a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone. Teach us, Holy Ghost, to love as Christ loved. To forgive as Christ forgave. Teach us how to embrace your love. Teach us how to love one another as you love us. Teach us how to have compassion and caring and be sensitive to each other. Teach us how to honor and how to respect one another. Teach us, we surrender to you. Give us your wisdom and your insight. In the name of Jesus, we pray that we hunger and thirst after righteousness and we shall be filled. Give us the desire the things of God, to grow in the things of God, to continue growing and growing and growing. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. Take evil away from us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we did not choose you, but you choose us and you ordain us. So, Father God, we pray, oh God, for the finishing anointing to rest upon each and every one of us, oh God, that we will not be weary, that we will not sin and get tired. Oh, when we are almost there, that the Lord God will strengthen us, knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh God, we thank you, we thank you, we bless your name. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, any household that is here this morning, whatever that household is going through, Father God, we cancel every work of the enemy against that, every household, including myself, we cancel every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, noon and unknown, against our lives, against our destiny, against God's plans and purpose, our lives and destiny. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose, our lives, in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail in our lives. In the name of Jesus, I decree, declare, and prophesy, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We can do all things through Christ, strengthen us. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the refreshing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the holy endurance that comes from you in the name of Jesus. We bless you for the strength that comes from you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the perfection that is of you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your loving kindness, your faithfulness, your grace, your mercy. Never would have made it without you. We're making it because of you. Thank you for finances in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing the works of our hands in the name of Jesus. Thank you for divine promotion in the name of Jesus. Divine acceleration in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Ye kure ama sandiri akuya nesere kuru masim. Oh, Father. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us. Uriya mas santeria koruma santeria kum. Father God, we soak their service in the blood of Jesus. We soak their airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. We cover our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we cover our homes in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns our lives, in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Masandiriya kurumasandiriya ko. Uriya masandiriya kaya masandiriya kurumasin. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood in the name of Jesus. Uriya masandiriya kuriya masandiriya kurumasandiriya kurumasin. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. The blood of Jesus. Uriyamasederiya korumasederiya korumasem. Kiriyamasederiya korumasederiya korumasem. We thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. We pray, Father God, for our children in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are connected to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, those that are lying right now in the hospital, Lord, we ask you to touch them, oh God, and heal them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. I pray especially for Savior, oh God. Oh, Dr. Jesus, Jehovah Rapha, walk into the ICU and touch her, oh God. Heal her, oh God. We uproot the spirit of infirmity and we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, we speak healing, oh God. We command the body to come into alignment with the word of God by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Savior, you are healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God, correct everything that concerns her heart or blood pressure. In the name of Jesus, and everyone under the sound of our voice that's suffering from high blood pressure, Lord, we ask you to regulate the blood pressure. In the name of Jesus, permanently regulate the blood pressure. In the name of Jesus, we come against heart attacks. We come against strokes. In the name of Jesus, we come against blood clots. We come against secular, everything that is the circulation that is in the human body, oh God. Let the circulation flow in the name of Jesus. Father God, if there's anything, I try osteoporosis, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to move in those vessels and remove those things. Lord, in the name of Jesus, there's nothing too hard for you to do. We pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Healing right now in the name of Jesus. Touch the body. We command the cells, the tissue, the organs, the system in our bodies to come into the alignment with the word of God, the way God has deemed our bodies to be. Everything he made is good. And so, Father God, if there's anything in our bodies that needs to be repaired, we release it to you, Jesus. You can give us new organs. You can give us new things. Lord, you are God. There's nothing too hard. You created us. We are in your image, and we are in your likeness. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we bow down to you, and we ask you, oh God, to take charge of our physical bodies in the name of Jesus. Maybe we might not even know what's going on, but you know it. And Lord, we, in the name of Jesus, we speak good health in the name of Jesus to our tissue organ system. Good health in the name of Jesus. Jesus took it on the cross. He took the bad health and gave us good. There was an exchange. And we received the exchange Jesus did on the cross through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We receive healing, deliverance, restoration in the name of Jesus. Father God, I come against the spirit of thy disease. I uproot thy disease in the name of Jesus. Yekuria my sanctity, I command the pancreas to work according to the word of God, the liver to work according to the word of God in the name of Yeshua Messiah, in the name of Jesus. You gave us that authority when you said, it is finished, it is finished. We are restored back to Eden, oh God. There's no sickness. And so, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against diabetes, high blood pressure. We come against stools and kidney diseases in the name of Jesus. We come against disease of the digestive system in the name of Jesus. We come against every kind of cancer in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray healing right now in the name of Jesus. Any abnormal tumor in anybody's body, abnormal cell formation of cancer right now in anybody's body. God, you see the body. We, by the blood of Jesus, we destroy those cells right now. In the name of Jesus, every cancerous cell, every cell that is forming into our tumor, we release the blood of Jesus to utterly destroy them in the name of Jesus. And in tumor developing in the body, we release the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we stand on your word. We stand on your promises. Hallelujah. And we invoke the healing covenant in the blood of Jesus over our lives. In the name of Jesus, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. No sickness and disease belong in our bodies. And so, Lord, first of all, we repent for not taking care of our bodies. We ask you for mercy. And, Lord, we ask you to heal the body, restore the body. Whatever we need, you have it. We have nowhere to go but to you. And, Father, we come against prostate cancer in the name of Jesus. Kuria Mastateriako. Any male in our families that's undergoing changes due to prostate cancer, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We use the blood of Jesus to utterly destroy that cancer right now in the name of Jesus. We call for a miracle right now in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we praise you for healing. We praise you for restoration. We praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory rise. Let your glory rest upon us in our homes, wherever we are. The glory, of God is risen upon us. Bless your name. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot thank you enough. You are God from the beginning to the end. We bless your name, eternal rock of ages. And Lord, we pray for those that are mourning the loss of their loved ones. We pray that you will comfort them, O God. We pray for Fatmata's daughter who just lost her father. Lord, that you will comfort her, comfort the family in their hour of bereavement, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, all those that are mourning the loss of their loved ones, Father God, we ask you to continue to comfort Pastor Young, and those who have just lost relatives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Some of us, we've lost relative cousins, first cousins. Lord, we ask you to comfort us in the name of Jesus, and friends that are close to us in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, for the Petra family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you comfort Petra and his children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, touch them, oh God, comfort them. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you for Pat, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that everything that concerning her burial arrangement, oh God, Father God, will be done, and the Lord, you will provide, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your God, oh God, we bless your name. Comfort her sisters. Comfort her friends in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, anyone under the sound of my voice that lost a loved one, I ask you to comfort them in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. We come against every counterattack of the enemy. We cancel in the name of Jesus. I pray that we pray Jesus' name. So we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Before I leave the Lord, on Saturday, I was wondering why God was saying this. But I didn't, and then the revelation came to me this morning. Well, the Lord, when we did the Sabbath offering, the Lord kept talking for a miracle seed. And as we were doing the Sabbath, in fact, we were at the point of closing when he began to talk. Before he could even speak of the miracle seed, I think we had about two persons that two or three persons that send their seed instantly before I even could say what it was. But the Lord told me to tell those that the three persons, two did it instantly. Hallelujah. The Lord said there's something you've been asking him for. You didn't even know I was going to say a miracle seed. You said it even before I could say the word miracle seed. He said to tell you there is nothing that is impossible with him when you believe. That miracle seed, whether it was 1 cent, 2 cents, 5 cents, whatever it is, it's a breakthrough attached to it. It's something that man says is impossible, but God says you're going to receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever it is you're going to receive, whether it's the, I don't know, I cannot say what God didn't say. He said willing, when you're willing and obedient, but it looked like it was purpose in your heart already. The Lord said it was already purpose in your heart. It was already purpose in your heart. And because it was purpose in your heart, there was no doubt. He said, just like what Isaac did and things happened, he said there's going to be an overflow that you will not even have enough room to contain it. The Lord said, keep your focus on him, your eyes on him. He's about to do some miraculous things in your life and in the life of your children. And he said to tell one of the persons that the miracle seed is one of your children were bearing, but that seed has opened the womb. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we thank you. And we bless your name. Jesus' holy name, we pray, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for open heaven. We thank God for his goodness and mercy. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. God is faithful and he's kind. Hallelujah. He loves you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a I'm an heir of salvation. I've been purchased by God, born of his I've been washed in his blood, perfect submission. And blessed, I'm watching and waiting. I'm looking above, filled with his good. Lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou change.
Bye. I've been in some dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. And I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, him, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you. don't have much, but I really want to give a gift to you. I've been wanting you to know that I love you so much. I want to give to you. There's so much I've been wanting to say, but words cannot convey all that I feel inside. Now my heart's an open book. Come close and take a look. I want to give to you. Oh, Lord,
I give you praise.
This is the gift I choose.
This is my gift. I give to you.
I get up in the morning, I stand on my feet, I say, thank you, Jesus. give you praise. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. You watched over me all night long. You let your angels encamp around about me. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Every time I get sick, you're my doctor.